From the Family Life Podcast Network, this is Married with Benefits. I'm your host, Brian Goins, and we're helping you love the one you're with so that you can experience the real benefits of saying, I do. You know, this season, we have formed a secret society of women and one token guy daring to ask the questions we know you're thinking, but just aren't sure who to ask. And we're asking our featured host, Shanti Feldhahn. And this week is no exception. We've got a really complex question, but a good one. Why does my husband seem to care more about work than me and the kids? How do I talk to a husband who is prone to being a workaholic? We're going to tackle that and a lot more in this episode.
I have gotten this question dozens and dozens of times just in the last few months alone.
Really?
Yes.
Like after you're done speaking, women come up and go, okay, this is what I'm dealing with.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we get emails and listen, this is where I used to be. It is a very common problem, even today, where, you know, often in many marriages, both husband and wife have full-time jobs. Mm-hmm. But statistically, what we find is that even though there are some marriages where the wife works a lot more hours than the husband, it is usually the other way around. Okay. And what often happens is that the wife has made choices that are more family friendly in her employment and her number of hours. Like maybe she's working more of a part-time job so that she can pick up the kids. Whatever that is, she is the one who is spending a bit more time with them. And she is starting to get more and more frustrated. Like, I feel like I'm a single mom. Like, he's traveling all the time.
Right.
Or he's working until 7, 8, 9 at night. And he's missing Johnny's soccer games. And why is he working so much? You know, like, basically, I feel like he cares about work more than about me.
Yeah. Well, and I wonder, too, it seems like it's, like, even what you just said there about how for women, they'll make life choices with work to go, I need to make sure that my hours are a little different. And you don't think intuitively that comes to guys?
Well, you're probably going to answer that one better than I could, honestly. But honestly, for men, here's what we know is emotionally underneath that, is that there is a deep, deep sense in the heart of most men of wanting to be the provider for the family and always having this, I don't know the right word to use it exactly, but almost like this thing hanging in the back of his mind, like this cloud hanging over him, like, how am I going to provide for the family? How am I going to provide for the family? And as he gets married and as he starts to have kids, especially, it becomes this constant, either conscious or subconscious pressure of constantly having to look forward and constantly going, am I going to be enough? Are we going to make enough?
Right.
You know, are we going to be able to pay for not just the mortgage, but are we going to start setting aside money for the kids' tuition or, you know, whatever that's going to be like? So there's this constant feeling like, are you kidding? I would love to be able to come home at 5:30. I would love to be able to go to all the games, but somebody's got to earn the money.
Well, I mean, but you think now, I mean, I would especially imagine like back in the 50s, that was more of a cultural thing where the man was always working, the wife was at home. Now it's like a lot of women are making even more money than men, but you're still saying that the pressure statistically is on the men
is
more
different
than the women.
Emotionally, there is pressure no matter what. And if you are in a marriage, and there's plenty of marriages like this today,
right,
where the wife is the primary breadwinner and the husband is more likely to be a stay-at-home dad. Like, there are plenty of those marriages, but statistically, that's still a small number.
Right.
Right. Statistically, it is usually the case that the husband works more hours, makes more money, and sort of feels the primary sense of responsibility.
Right.
And that sense, we as women don't realize that unless we're in that primary breadwinner role where it is all on us, we don't realize that he feels like it is all on him. Even if we make plenty of money ourselves, the guy still feels this sense that it's on me. And I can't ever let my guard down. And so what we found, and this is not to be offensive to a guy listening,
I'm about to get defensive right now. I don't even know what she's about to say. I'm like, no, it's not true.
But he almost is overestimating the possibility that something could fall apart. And, you know, what are the chances that something could go wrong? And so he's like, I constantly have to be taking that extra deal. Or if there's a chance of, you know, me earning this amount of dollars if I work this many hours, but if I earn even more dollars if I work these other hours, then I feel like I have to do that in order to sort of keep things going or it all could fall apart.
Yeah.
And statistically, honestly, probably that's not true. Mm-hmm. Like, probably you'd be just fine mm-hmm. if you told your boss, you know what, gotta run. And you don't need to tell him you're running to Johnny's soccer game. You can just right. say, I gotta run. But he's feeling like, I can't do that. Like, that's just an unreasonable expectation.
Yeah. And aren't we talking really about, it seems like he cares more about work.
Like, that's the problem.
Yeah. It's this value statement of, for a guy, he is caring about the family, but it's coming out in the sense of providing. It's coming out in the sense, I need to keep working to make sure that my family's okay.
And now every woman listening to this, not every, but many women listening to this are going, oh, yeah, right. You know, and here, this is the disconnect, right? This is why we're tackling this topic, is because there are so many women who are feeling uncared for. And so, you know, their husband gets home at 8:30 at night, having worked this incredibly long day, and they greet him in the door with, I cannot believe you were so late again. Don't you care about me and the kids? And the guy is like, what are you talking about? Like, do you think I want, this is what the men told me, is that they're thinking inside, do you think I want to be working this much? Mm-hmm. I'm doing it because I care about you. And that is where the disconnect happens, because as we discovered in the research with women, what men don't get about women is that the women would trade off that extra money and that extra stuff in order to get more of you.
I'd rather not have that extra security or even perceived security, because what I'm not feeling is secure within the family relationship.
So here's where the men look at me like, now you're kidding, right? Mm-hmm. Because Jeff and I, when we do marriage conferences, when we do marriage events, we always will talk about the fact that women would actually trade off financial security. They mm-hmm. would give up the stuff. They would even endure, if they had to, they wouldn't want to, but if they had to, they would actually endure financial hardship if that was what it took to get more of him and to have him be involved in the marriage and the life of the family. Mm-hmm. And there are very few men who believe that that's true. Most men say, absolutely, she's lying through her teeth.
Yeah.
Okay, she says it now. But just wait until she actually does.
Yeah,
you know?
Wait until we say, no, we can't go, you know, out to eat. We got to eat beans and Franks again tonight, or whatever it might be.
And most women would absolutely make that trade-off. 70% of married women on the survey said, if I had to make the choice between eating beans and Franks and not going out to dinner and getting you home so you can go to Johnny's soccer games and so we can sit on a couch and watch a movie and just catch up on our day, if that's what it takes— absolutely. Yeah. Are you kidding? As opposed to, oh, you know, I'm eating this beautiful, you know, gourmet restaurant meal.
Right, from Blue Apron or something, you know, flying in.
Or eating it alone because you had to miss dinner again because you had another client meeting.
Right. I want to come back to that moment at the doorway. The husband's walking into the door.
At 8:30 at night.
And we're both of them are looking at each other going, I really don't believe what you're going to say. Like, it's a sense of...
I'm sure nobody listening to this has ever encountered that, right?
Like
nobody.
I'm going to walk in the door and the wife is going to say, what's the deal? Why don't you seem to care about us? And the husband's sitting there going, well, I am caring about you, but... And both of them are looking at it going, I don't believe you. I don't trust you. I don't trust what you're saying.
It's because you're feeling unvalued. Mm-hmm. I mean, just honestly, for the guy, and I'm telling you this, I'm sure you know this, but you're the stand-in for every man listening, so I'm going to tell you this.
I'm the stereotype.
Well, you could pass this along to all your guy friends,
right?
Which is that the men don't realize that you have just essentially told your wife that work is more important than you are.
Yeah.
That's what she is feeling.
That's what she's feeling and hearing.
That very, very deeply. Mm-hmm. And it is a very emotionally painful feeling, and which is why she reacts in this way of, I cannot believe you did this again.
Yeah.
Like, what on earth? And here is what, for any woman listening to this who's in this situation, and maybe it's not that exact situation, but you know what that feels like, and you've been trying to address it. The most important thing that you need to realize is that your husband does care about you.
So it's to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Because recognize he does care about you, and that he sincerely believes, sincerely and we would say statistically mistakenly believes, that you care more about the money he's earning than about his presence. that you care. This is what he thinks. He thinks his job and that how he's saying I love you is to be willing to exhaust himself, to pull in and provide. And I had so many men who have said, look, I feel kind of inadequate at all of the kind of fussy, fluffy, flowery stuff. I'm not good at saying just the right things. And I don't seem to be able to say I love you in all the right ways, and I'm not good at the flowers, but doggone it, the one thing I can do is to provide.
Yeah.
And I hate missing Johnny's soccer games. I hate it, but I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to sacrifice that because she needs to know that I am providing for her. And so one of the things, it's a big picture thing. It's not necessarily in that moment, but the big picture thing, ladies, is that he is really to be able to have conversations with him, for him to know that, no, I really, truly do care more about you and your presence in our lives
right.
than I do about the stuff. And I'll give you an example, honey. You know that money that we're saving for the vacation? Let's stop. Let's not save for the big vacation. Let's go camping.
Yeah.
Let's, instead of going on the big spring break to
and the wives are going, wait, who said anything about camping? Yeah. I'm not doing a tent.
Whatever.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Whatever it is for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are plenty of women who like camping.
I'm not saying they're not. Yeah. There's a lot of guys that don't. They're like, yeah, their idea of camping is a Hilton.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, and here's the reality, is that truly, if you give an example to him, like, look, honey, if it means that we need to do this instead of this, that is when his eyes will be open. Like, seriously? Really?
So when you're feeling that, because that's really what we want to address. There's definitely men, and I'll speak for the guy, that is using work as an escape.
And there are, that's true. There are,
you know,
some men.
There, and I want to go out on record going, there are guys that are, because it's just easier to deal with stuff at work than at home. And especially now that I have teenagers, there are times where I get the temptation to feel like, you know what, I'd just rather stay at the office another extra hour. Because it's, and I'm just being honest, I mean, because...
Oh, thank you for confessing on behalf of men everywhere.
I just know that I can accomplish something here, and there's things that are going on in my relationship at home that I don't know how to accomplish. I don't know how to bring to conclusion. And that inadequacy and insecurity, I would rather move into something that I am secure at. So there are men that are feeling that.
And it sounds like maybe even good guys sometimes feel that in different seasons.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how does a wife deal with that?
So I think, and of course that's a different issue, is if your husband is escaping. Maybe that's another, how do I know if my husband is escaping to work for security versus home? You know, like, what's the reason behind?
That might be
another podcast. That'd be a whole different
tackle.
Conversation that we could go through. But for the... Just to get into that situation of, okay, how can I bring up the fact that I feel like you care more about work than about me and the kids? I think that's really what we want to try to understand. And how do I communicate that?
Right.
You know, how do I bring that? Because it's not in the moment when he walks in from the door and you say,
I cannot believe this.
Yeah, I can't believe it. You're not home. Because here's what a guy's feeling is like, that what you're saying in that moment is exactly what you just said. Most guys at their heart are doing this because they want to provide for the family.
Right.
So when you attack that, you're attacking me.
Yeah.
And attacking at something that I feel like I'm doing a good job in.
Well, and it's even worse than that. It's like, A, I feel like I'm doing a good job and you're attacking me. And B, do you think I want to be working this much? And this is what, for us as women, ladies, you have to hear me on this. If you're in this situation, this is where you have to stop where your brain wants to go and your emotions and your mind wants to go in all these directions. Like, he cares more about work than about me, blah, blah, you know, like, what's going on? You know,
right.
Like,
these little rabbits start running around in your head.
Exactly. That's a really good description of what it feels like to be a woman sometimes. But you have to stop that. We talked in another podcast about how taking every thought captive isn't just for guys, right?
Yes.
Like, taking every thought captive, that's an example of where you have to pull that back and you have to go, you know what? This is a guy who is exhausting himself on my behalf and who hates missing the life of the family. He wants to be able to cheer his son on in the soccer game too.
Right.
He would, are you kidding? Like, he would love to be able to be there. And instead he feels like, but I have to be over here at work. My boss is on me. I'm going to lose this deal. And if I lose this deal, then suddenly, you know, we're going to lose the bonus for the year. Mm-hmm. And he's feeling like, I have to. I have no choice. And she doesn't get it. And since a guy feels she doesn't get it, he pulls back. He doesn't want to talk to her about it because it feels like there's no point in talking to her about it. Like, she's just clearly not understanding something. So, ladies, it makes all the difference if you believe the best of him. Mm-hmm. And if you can actually show that you get it, you're not stupid. If you can actually show, look, I understand that you feel like you need to work these extra hours because there's this big deal and you feel like you could lose this and you could lose the bonus. You know what, honey? I want to officially tell you, it's okay if we lose the bonus this year.
Wow.
You're working 80 hours a week. You're exhausting yourself. Honey, I don't want you feeling like you have to come home at 9 every night. It kills me that you're working so much. You know what? Let's let the company keep that $10,000. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Yeah. We don't have to go on the big vacation this year, or we'll cut back on Christmas presents, or, you know, whatever that is, honey. It's okay. And so many men said, you know what that does? It takes this huge weight off their shoulders to know that their wife, it's almost like she's standing arm in arm with them. It feels so good, apparently.
Yes, it absolutely. I mean, the word, the picture that came in my head was that now I have a partner in the pressure.
Ooh,
now I have somebody
good.
Who is in the fox, because I feel like I'm in the foxhole, and I feel like I've got... And guys do this, we do this to ourselves because we want to be the superhero, right? We want to be the Mr. Incredible that when he talks to his wife and goes, I'm going to go in and fight the big monster. And she's like, wait, what am I going to do, sit in the car? And there's this great sentimental moment in the Incredible. I can't believe I'm quoting the Incredible.
Hey, it's a great movie.
It's a great movie where she's like, well, why can't I come into the fight with you? And he's like, well, because this is what I'm supposed to do. And this is what, and I don't want to lose you again. And, you know, there's this. We put ourselves on that solitary hill, okay? I do that.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, listen, I want to partner with you in this. I want to do this with you. And so to have a partner in the pressure.
Who comes alongside whether or not you're trying to push her away a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
Like, who says, I'm going to help you regardless. I'm going to walk up here and stand with you regardless of what you're telling me now.
Yeah, and I like how you phrase it. I kind of wrote down as you were talking there. Number one, it's like, how do I have this conversation? And really, instead of moving from why don't you care about me to now, number one, you got to believe the best. You got to shift your perspective just a little bit, just a degree to go, no, I want to believe the best about the fact that he's probably doing this because he feels pressure. I need to stop those rabbits from running in my head and chasing down the thoughts.
Going in all the wrong directions.
Going in all the wrong directions. And then you said, show you get it, which I think is really it, to be able to go, hey, what's driving this pressure in you? Do you feel like we need to have a vacation, or do you feel like we're not saving enough for the education, for college? You know, and step into that pressure, because now I feel like I do have a partner.
Well, and show you get it, actually, the guys told me that this means truly practical.
Right.
Like, to literally say things like, you know, what is this behind this? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's this deal and this. Okay, listen, you need to hear me say this, honey, which is, I appreciate how much you're working. I understand you're trying to get that deal and get the bonus at the end of the year. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate this, but you know what? It's not worth it. If it's keeping you at the office until 9 o'clock every night and you want to go to Johnny's soccer games, you need to hear me say that I am totally willing to give up that bonus to get more of you so that you can have less pressure.
Yeah. I think that's fantastic.
Because that shows you get it financially.
Exactly.
Like, practically.
It shows you get it. And then all of a sudden now, instead of me off on my island fighting, you know, fighting off the enemy for my wife and kids that are back in the bunker, there's this sense of, hey, no, we're together on this. And the practical side of it's like, yeah, you do get it. And now we have a choice. Now we really can sit down.
Yeah.
And instead of being driven, because the truth of the matter is, you and I, we're all driven, whether you're a man or a woman, you're driven by something that may or may not be right. I feel compulsed. I feel compelled to do something just because I have a feeling. And that feeling may or may not be right. And so what you're doing is giving us that choice to go, do we really need that vacation? Do we really need that car? Do I need to buy a lesser car? Do I need to Dave Ramsey this thing and just go, you know, I'm going to, you know, buy a junker for a year? Whatever it means. It's like sometimes I feel
it's
like
a great way of putting it.
Yeah, we just let ourselves be run by feelings that aren't really true.
And the key for a wife listening to this is, okay, so if I show that I get it, how else can I confront when I feel like my husband is being run by feelings that aren't necessarily true?
Yes.
And this is where I would think step three, honestly, is you're not just showing that you get
it'd be step four, but that's okay.
Okay. Are we on step
four?
We're
on step four. It's all right. If you're keeping track at home, ladies, it's step four.
Step four is really, truly is showing that gratitude.
Yeah.
I mean, that incredible gratitude for, I understand that you're doing this for us. Mm-hmm. It's just that I'm in a different position. I'm valuing something differently. And you need to know that I'm valuing something differently because otherwise you're not actually sharing what he needs to know. And he really is operating under wrong assumptions.
Yeah, and he's operating under, when we say about believing the best, that's step one, is believe that he is valuing what you value. He's just operating in a different way. You're valuing time. You're valuing the sense of, hey, we need to have influence on our kids' lives or just to be together as a family, which is a great value. That's providing for the emotional needs of the family. He's providing for the financial needs of the family or feels that pressure to.
Yeah.
And what you're saying is both are important. And so some might have to, you're not going to be perfectly balanced. So there are seasons where we need to let go of some of the financial pressure and up the emotional pressure.
Yes, a very good way of putting it.
So, all right. So those four steps, in case you got them down.
Yeah, because obviously
got
I got them wrong.
All right, we got them. Is believe the best about your husband, about the fact that he is more than likely, there are times when they escape for work, but more than likely he's trying to provide for the family as best he can. Stop those rabbits from running in directions that aren't helpful. Number three, show him you get it. Take the pressure off with real practical things and asking the questions like, are you feeling pressure that maybe he shouldn't be feeling?
Right.
Boy, to be an emotional pressure release for a husband, that's a huge gift.
Yep.
And then number four, and I think this is true with almost every conversation, I feel like it all comes back to this, that husband's love language is just gratitude.
Yep.
And
appreciation.
And I know that you want to feel that as a wife as well, but we're saying if you model that, he'll probably give that in return.
Yes, because it is so emotionally necessary for men because they have so much self-doubt. Yeah.
And as a guy, maybe there's another, if there's a step five, it's develop a keyword or some sort of a secret language to clue in a guy that, hey, I think you might be going down that road again.
Oh, interesting.
Because if there's like this secret language that we have that it's like, okay, now that's a trigger for me. And I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's, hey, are you feeling the pressure? Is your balloon getting bigger? I don't know what it is.
Whatever that pressure is,
But come back to some trigger phrase that goes, hey, I feel like we're running down. Are you getting in the foxhole again? Whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're in a foxhole right now? Whatever that key word might be to signal to your husband, hey, I feel like you're going off on that island again.
Yeah.
Away from the family.
Yeah, that's good. I really, really like that.
Yeah.
Just ladies, as we close here, just realize that this is a deep-seated issue for so many men. It's going to take some time for them to actually believe that you mean this.
Right.
That you really do care more about his presence and about him and his emotional health than you do about the money.
Yeah.
And to be candid, this was a 70%, 30%. There were women who said, no, I do care more about the financial security. So 30% of married women said that. And we should acknowledge that. But the problem is that men think it's 100%.
Yeah.
And it's not.
And it's not.
70% really would make the trade-off.
Yeah. And so for me, that aha moment that I feel like you've given us, that eye-opener, is that when you come to that conversation, to probably believe that we're valuing the same thing, but we're just executing it in different ways. And so I hope that this has been helpful today. And there's probably a few things that as you think about those steps, those five steps that we gave you, that you're doing well. And what's that one thing that you go, maybe you are believing the best by your husband, or maybe you're not letting your thoughts just run around like wild rabbits in your head. What's that one thing in those steps that you feel like you're doing well? Keep doing that. But then what's the one thing that you go, okay, this is how I'm going to address this from here on out. I'm going to do something a little bit differently. I'm going to interrupt the pattern, because ultimately we want that sense of oneness, that happy marriage where both of you are actually together in this and not feeling like you're isolated. Whether that's believing the best, stopping the rabbits, showing that you get it real practically, showing gratitude, or developing a code that goes, hey, you're on that island again. Let's come back. Let's be together on this. Shanti, as always, it's good to be with you. And here at Family Life, we are passionate about you experiencing oneness in the key relationships of your life. If you need more help and hope, we've got it at familylife.com. And by the way, this podcast is listener supported.
If you go to familylife.com/podcast, you can become part of a tribe that is helping to keep this podcast going and make it available for others. I'd love to give a special thanks to our audio producer, CJ3, and our project coordinator, Paige Johnson, for helping to pull this off. We couldn't do it without their help. Well, next time on Married with Benefits, we're going to talk about video games. That's right. There's a lot of wives that are asking, why is it my husband comes home from work, ignores me, but wants to start playing video games? It seems childish, but maybe there's something else going on. I'm Brian Goins, seeking to help you love the one you're with. See you next time.